Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
Welcome to the Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best College Online / Streaming Radio Station in the Nation. The Bronx Buzz is underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. For tickets and information, it's brtstage.org. Ava Mendez has no regrets about putting a pause on her acting career for a much bigger role, motherhood. During an appearance on the Today Show, the actress opened up about her decision to focus on raising her children while her partner, Ryan Gosling, continued his acting career. The actress explains how the two came to an unspoken agreement when their daughters were born.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, there's only one Ryan. So, you know, I pretty much stopped just acting after that. It was like a no-brainer. I'm so lucky. And I was like, if I can have this time with my children, and I still work, I just didn't act because acting takes you on locations, it takes you away. It was almost just like a non-verbal agreement that it was like, okay, he's gonna work and I'm gonna work. I'm just gonna work here.
Audio from the Today Show. Mendez notes that she still works but prefers not to act because acting takes you on location and takes her away from her home. Joey Graziadei has handed out his final rose. After the tennis pro popped the question to Kelsey Anderson on the season 28 finale of The Bachelor, Entertainment Tonight's Danny Directo spoke with the couple about their love story and their future. For Joey, his romance with Kelsey began in earnest during their one-on-one date in Rondo, Spain. Though his feelings for Kelsey were quick to grow, Joey held back, saying I love you to her or any other contestant until he got down on one knee. Also a tough position to be in was Kelsey's, as she had to watch back the season and see Joey develop feelings for other women. Now the couple is looking ahead to their future, which they'll begin by spending time in New Orleans, Louisiana, before making the move to New York City. Pete Davidson is in a positive mental space and is taking charge of his professional trajectory. Davidson's journey in the entertainment industry has seen his fair share of twists and turns, with the recent news of his decision to end his comedy series Bub Kiss drawing attention. The announcement comes nearly a year after Peacock renewed the show for a second season. In a statement addressing his decision to Deadline, Davidson expressed gratitude for the opportunity to share his story through Bub Kiss. Still, he indicated a readiness for the next phase of his career. The semi-autobiographical series, which debuted last May to considerable anticipation, offered viewers a glimpse into Davidson's world, featuring a star-studded cast and intimate narratives. Despite its short-lived run, Davidson remained proud of the project, acknowledging the collaborative efforts that brought it to life, serving as a writer and an executive producer of the series. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily cup of celebrity tea underwritten by Big the Musical, now through April 14th at Bristol Riverside Theater. Listen to The Bronx Buzz every day on The Bronx Retro WRRC2 or on demand on your favorite podcasting platform at 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.